Several years back, I started hypothesizing this cool idea for a new style of trading, but I was still in testing phase or back testing phase. I wasn't anywhere near ready to pull the trigger, but I had left the police department and decided to go off trading on my full time trader. And my first 2 months as a full time trader, I was in the red, and that was devastating. I felt like an absolute just failure. I didn't know what to do. I thought I just made the biggest mistake. I gave up my pension. I gave up, my medical benefits. I gave up, all these great, work benefits. And here I go, my first 2 months on my own as a full-time trader, and I lose money. And I just couldn't believe I had done that. So I decided at that time, after 2 months of being in the red, I decided to pull the trigger a little bit early on my new style of trading. And I haven't looked back since. I've been in the green every single month since then. And I've double digit returns every quarter since I started.
Welcome everybody to the RLT Pivot Podcast. My name is Tracy, and I am joined with my amazing co-host, Mr. Dan Jansen. How are you, sir?
I am doing absolutely incredible, especially because we got my boy, my homie with us today. We got Amit Kandon filling us in on some of the greatness that he's been up to and kind of the journey that he's had. So Amit, how you been, man?
I've been doing fantastic, Dan. I miss you all. I still talk about RLT to this day, even in my trade room. I love where I came from. I have nothing but great things to say about you guys. As I was telling, before we started recording, I was saying Dan used to always be the one guy on the mic that I used to really enjoy when I'd open up the room and see that he's got the room, because it was just a fun day, no matter what. Even I don't care if I had a red day or green day. If I got through the day laughing, I was happy. And so, yeah, Dan, you always brought a smile to my face.
Trading's supposed to be fun.
Right, exactly. Dan, do you remember back in the day, you and I think were the only two that actually jumped on a Bumble IPO.
I might still hold it.
I actually still do, man.
Yeah, I think I might still have that one. We'll see who's laughing then.
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing to laugh about, last I checked. But yeah. Because we were saying, I'm just going to be stubborn about this one. And once I heard you say that, it's like, yeah, me too. I'll just go ahead and be stubborn about it. And that's probably the only stubborn position I've ever had.
Yeah, I'm still holding. Every time I look at that position, I'm like, I wonder what AMAT's doing right. Right.
Oh, that's awesome.
Tell us a little bit about, because you were with RLTs, but tell us a little bit before that and what kind of interested you in getting started in trading in the first place.
Okay. So my background is in physics and math. And so I really enjoy the data analysis aspect of trading, although I didn't realize how much that would be a part of my trading career today. Maybe 11, 12 years ago, I started trading Forex, and the reason I traded Forex, because I didn't want to put a lot of money into it, and you don't have to have $25,000, per the PDT rule. So I got into Forex at first, and I'm sure my journey was very similar to a lot of other traders' journeys, insofar that I would find a strategy that, online or in a book somewhere, and I would try it out. I might be a little bit profitable for a little bit. And then so I'd go with a bigger position, and then I'd lose. And then I'd scour the internet, scour another set of books, and find another strategy. And the same thing would happen. And I find another strategy and another strategy. And it became this rabbit hole where I was just trying several different strategies and thinking that if I just found the right strategy, I would, one day be successful. And obviously now we all know that that's just not the case. But when I first started out, I made the same mistake that so many traders make. But I did Forex for a while. It took several years before I was ready to jump into stocks. I did stocks for a little bit before I joined RLT. I probably did that for maybe a handful of years. Again, never found real great success. To me, a successful year was when I broke even. So, a lot of up and down in my previous years, but eventually I found RLT. And RLT, what I learned from RLT that I thought was fantastic was this whole idea of not just a structured strategy, but a structured management plan. And that's where I first learned the R system. I thought, you know, I had never considered that there should be a structure to your management, to your position or trade management. And that was very eye-opening to me. And so it kind of opened up a whole new field of trading for me that I had never previously considered. I was with RLT for a while. I learned a lot more about options with RLT, and started getting into options trading, a little more serious options trading. Several years ago, I started playing around with and hypothesizing a new type of trade, and that's what kind of led me to, well, so I was doing very well in my career. At the time, I was a full-time police officer back in California, as you might remember, but I was trading part-time, all these years. And several years back, I started hypothesizing this cool idea for a new style of trading. But I was still in testing phase or back testing phase. I wasn't anywhere near ready to pull the trigger, but I had left the police department and decided to go off trading on my, full-time trader. And my first 2 months as a full-time trader, I was in the red. And that was devastating. I felt like an absolute just failure. I didn't know what to do. I thought I just made the biggest mistake. I gave up my pension. I gave up, my medical benefits. I gave up, all these great, work benefits. And here I go, my first 2 months on my own as a full-time trader, and I lose money. And I just couldn't believe I had done that. So I decided at that time, after 2 months of being in the red, I decided to pull the trigger a little bit early on my new style of trading. And I haven't looked back since. I've been in the green every single month since then. And I've double digit returns every quarter since I started. I started that new strategy back in May of 2021. So it's been 2 years now. And it's been very successful. It's all I do. It's all I have done for almost 2 years. I haven't done any other style of trading.
That's boring. Awesome.
Boring. Oh, buddy. Dan, you have no idea how boring it is now, dude. I thought I could do this for 10, 15 years, but I'm so bored at this point.
That's good.
I can't believe I keep making money. This is horrible.
It's terrible.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Trace, but before we get into the kind of the strategy, stuff like that, there's a lot of people that are in the position you were 3 years ago, 4 years ago, right, where you had that really good job. You got the safety net, you got the pension. What was it for you that just kind of just said, I'm going to forget all of it. I'm focusing somewhere else, right? Because there's a lot of people that could be in your chair right now, very successful. And it just not even getting to the trading, but just how do you mentally do that? How do you prepare for that?
Oh, it's tough. Absolutely. It is. It's an exhausting enterprise before it even happens. After it happens, you feel very liberated. During the several months leading up to that point where I knew I was going to leave the department and go full time, what I did was I actually took 2 months of vacation before I left the department. I took 2 months of vacation and I just traded full time just to see if I would even like working from home, 6 hours a day, if this is even something I'm going to like, or am I just going to end up pulling out all my hair? So I took those 2 months. I did fantastic, like I had been before. It wasn't until after I had I left the department that I had those two bad months. But I actually really thoroughly enjoyed the idea of working from home. I didn't want to answer to another sergeant. I didn't want to have to answer to another lieutenant. Johnny knows I was in the Marine Corps for 8 years prior to all of this. I did 11 years as a police officer. And I was a police officer in a city that kind of made it a little bit difficult to be a police officer, for several reasons. But I knew my one goal was to just become that full-time trader. It didn't matter how I got there. I just knew I had to get there. It did matter how I got there. It did take probably 4 or 5, maybe even 6 months of constantly going over the numbers and constantly really, kind of getting in touch with myself to see whether or not this is something I could do. I wanted to do it, but could I do it? As far as pulling the plug, it's, I'll be honest with you. Like I said, that's not the greatest feeling in the world, but I'll tell you, when I was driving away from my station for the last time, I was hitting the roof of my car. I was screaming in my car, like, yes, I finally did it. I was elated. I love the freedom of it. I wear a shirt for this interview, but I wear a t-shirt and, shorts every day to work. I can't complain.
Oh, I appreciate you dressing up for the interview.
Right.
That's great. Now, Matt, I want to kind of actually go back a little bit further, because we kind of skipped ahead of what even got you involved in trading in the first place. So you mentioned that you were in the military. Were you trading back then? What got you interested in trading at all?
So, that's actually a really good question. I was just walking through a Barnes & Noble back in the day, and I saw a book on it. I didn't know anything about it. This was probably back in like 2008, 2009. Again, I didn't know a whole lot about the stock market. Didn't really know anything about it. I just picked up one of those. In fact, I probably still have it. Stock or Day Trading for Dummies. And I probably just delved into that. And that's where I kind of learned the difference between the stock market versus the Forex market. I said, okay, I'll try the Forex market. And I did that for a number of years. So my brother, who happens to be a programmer, he and I are trying to jump in, trying to find an algorithm that's going to make us, $1 million, every year. Obviously I now know that just doesn't happen. I think I was intrigued, Tracy, by the possibility of it. I had the analytical mind to appreciate it, but absolutely the possibilities that come along with trading, that's probably what pulled me in. Now, obviously, I'm much more conservative. I no longer dream of $1 million trades. That's just, I know what the reality is now. But back then, those $1 million ideas popped in your head, and you picture yourself on a boat one day driving, pulling away from your mansion at some point. That's probably what drew me in.
Now, you are very unique in the sense that, most people don't have a military background. Most people don't have a paramilitary background. And I'm curious, what kind of skill sets make you uniquely qualified to succeed in the trading market that you might have gotten from those skills?
That's actually a really good question. That's something that I discuss with other traders often. I now understand what I didn't understand, a decade ago, was how much discipline and consistency really play into a successful trader's toolbox or skill sets. Those are possibly the two most important skill sets that a successful trader has honed, throughout their career. Being disciplined and being consistent, I don't care what your strategy is. It really doesn't even matter. I don't care, if you're using, a 8-13, cross, EMA cross or Bollinger Bands, that none of that really matters to me. My biggest question is, can you stay consistent and can you be disciplined even when it's tough to? So I would say that, and Johnny knows this, I would say that those are two skill sets that were honed to an extreme level in the Marine Corps and then also as a police officer. You don't realize it at the time, of course, but That's absolutely spot on, brother. Right, Johnny. That's just how it is. Now, obviously, you don't need, you know, stress inoculation training from the Marine Corps in order to become a successful trader. But, you know, any training or experience you've had in the past that you can pull from that you can add to your toolbox that will help you become, you know, more consistent and more disciplined in your trading will only work to help you become more profitable and successful.
For those 2 months that you were, I mean, really on your own, and you've already quit and the whole thing, and you were not successful trading. I mean, to an extent, I mean, you were down.
Yeah.
How did that make you a better trader?
So, one, it made me pull the trigger on my new strategy, because if that hadn't happened, I probably would never have pulled the trigger. I probably never would have pulled the trigger on my new strategy, which would have been awful. But as far as learning from your mistakes, as you all know, I mean, because you're all very successful traders, you know as well as I do that your losing days or your red days are actually more important than your green days. I have a very, you know, thorough system that I utilize every single day, where I take notes on a daily basis in my journal that I created. And those notes, they outline not only, you know, the things that went well, but also any mistakes that I had made during that day. And what's great about this is, so I take those notes every day during trading, and every Friday, at the end of every Friday, I'll read through all the notes from the week, and I'll make notes for the week. And then at the end of every month, I'll go through all my Friday notes, all my weekly notes. And what this has actually helped me out so much, not only in my discipline, and learning, you know, the mistakes I've made, and that way I can, you know, correct those mistakes, but it's also actually helped me identify major shifts in the market climate. In fact, last year, 2022, we had like three solid shifts in the market climate, where if you weren't really paying attention, you might notice that your strategy that you've been using for the last 3 or 4 months isn't really working as well. And that signifies to me that this might be a small shift in the market climate. And so we were able to adjust, or I was able to adjust my strategy as necessary, as needed, during those market shifts. So I'm very disciplined from my, from learning from my losses, not only because it reminds me to not repeat those mistakes again, but also it helps me identify if the market, like I said, is shifting and my strategy might need to be tweaked a little bit. So that's where paying attention to your red days are much more important than your green days. I don't even care about my green days. They just whatever.
That's huge. Now those losses, I mean, that's one thing, you had some discipline and you were able to exercise that discipline into action. What about the psychological component? You know, because I'm sure that made you feel pretty defeated and absolutely feeling stressed, right? So how did you cope with that and come out through the other side?
Exercise.
There you go.
It really comes down to exercise for me. So that's my coping mechanism. And I know, every trader has their own way to cope with stress. But me personally, even if I hit the weights in the morning, if I sit down at the trade desk and I have, you know, I just make a series of bad trades, you know, I just have a series of mistakes, and I'm just kind of ticked off at myself. It's just one of those days where I'm just like, nobody talks to me right now. I'm just having a bad day. I'll take my notes, and then I might go hit the weights again, just to kind of de-stress myself. But that's my way of getting rid of that stress. But those 2 months were very defeating. Again, mostly because I had just left a very, very, very stable job, pension, 457, you know, the whole thing, medical benefits, all of it. So that probably is what added the most stress to me. But, you know.
Do you think that if the 2 month vacation that you took were your two bad red days, do you think you'd still be doing what you were doing?
Good question.
And that's a good question. I've never actually considered that. If I have failed those,
if you're 2 months with the bad ones that you were just on vacation, but still had the cushion of the job, Do you think you would have progressed to where you are now?
I would have wanted to, but I'll be honest with you, Dan, that might have been enough to at least hold it off for a little while.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a great question, man. Wow. That's what I've never considered.
Because your drive, more than, I mean, the visions of boats and mansions, that's what drives everybody to the market.
Right.
Your drive, which can't be taught, and it could come from some of the military background, but that just helps to kind of form it.
Right.
But it's the drive that keeps people in the market, right?
Right. And
clobbered over the head. Yeah, you can get clobbered over the head every now and then in the market.
Oh, you're going
to have a bad month or bad, especially in the beginning. And that's the toughest part.
Yep.
Once people break that hurdle and they're like, they understand progression.
Yeah.
They're in it. So I think it's the drive that ultimately is really getting to where you're at. But I think that the job was a safety net where,
yeah,
I think you still would have got there, but yeah, I think it would have probably for me,
delayed it. Position. Yeah, it would. I'm sure it would have delayed it because I had given myself. So I left the department in February of 2021. And I had given myself till June of 2021, but I took off December and January. Those were the 2 months. And then February is when I actually left the department. But I had given myself till June to make the actual decision. So if those 2 months that I took vacation ended up being red months, I still would have left. It just would have been delayed by 3 or 4 months, I'm sure.
Right. Gotcha.
But yeah, that's a really good question. And I completely agree, by the way, Dan. That drive, that dedication, if you're the type of person that's going to question yourself constantly, the working on your own is going to be tough. But obviously the longer you trade and the more experience you have in trading, the more confidence you're going to build in yourself. And some people are just naturally gifted with confidence. Some people have to kind of earn it. So if you're the type that has to earn it, not a big deal. There's no rush, but don't ever give up on it. You're going to have red months. I mean, without question. My red months my red days are programmed into my strategy. I have I personally do things a little bit that I have a fixed risk and I have a fixed reward. That way I have a known risk reward ratio. So, I plan that 15% of my days are going to be in the red. I mean, I just know that without question that, you know, 15 days out of 100 are going to be in the red. So they don't bother me anymore. They used to, but they don't bother me.
Well, they say that I don't know if they say this exactly, but they kind of imply it, but the market is probably one of the most expensive therapists out there. So the market will force you to become and view and visualize and deal with your demons. And if it doesn't, you won't come out the other side. So it's not a very good thing, but
it's a good mirror.
Exactly. Matt, do you have a family as well that you're supporting?
I do. So I have three daughters, ages 13, 11, and 11. I have twin daughters who are 11. My favorite people in the world, obviously.
Yeah.
I like how you check to make sure they weren't there to listen.
Right.
but that's an added stress too, right? Because it's not just you trading. So tell me about the support that you had from your family in this transition.
So, so I am divorced and in all sincerity, I actually joined the police department after we found out that we were going to have our first daughter, 13 years ago. And so it has been that long. Okay. Yeah. So I joined the department soon after finding out that we were going to have a baby and because I wanted that steady income. So I closed my business, just prior to that, during the 2008 crisis, I closed my business. And then beginning of 2010, I went off to the police academy. At that time I had traded in, potential for that security because I needed that security for my daughters. But I knew that obviously there was a glass ceiling. There's a point at which I could never, never break through as a police officer. After my kids, you know, were grown, or, you know, they're growing up, I decided, you know, if I don't do this now, I'm never going to do it. And if I wait, if I keep putting it off, you know, by what I mean is if I keep putting off going full time as a trader, I keep putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. It's just, I'm going to wake up one day, you know, old and it'll be too late for it to do anything at that point. So and I knew at one point I just had to pull the trigger and take that chance. It's not an easy thing. It's something I struggled with for a while, but obviously I've never once, except for those first two months, there's a little bit of regret, but it looks like the market's out. Okay. But after those initial 2 months, I haven't looked back at all. I mean, there hasn't been a moment, not even a minute of time where I've thought to myself, why did I leave? It's just been nothing but a fantastic part of my journey.
That's excellent. That's excellent. Now, thank you for sharing your story. And I'd also like to thank you for your service. So both as a military man and as a police officer. So it takes a really brave individual to be able to step into the danger like that and deal with all the junk you have to deal with. So I wanted to take that time and thank you. Let's transition a little bit into your actual strategy. So Okay. Why don't you explain to us what your strategy is and we can have a chat about that.
So what I do is I trade zero DT options on the S&P index. And I trade specifically credit spreads on the S&P index that expire that same day. And again, this was something that I was testing out several years back, or maybe three years back. And at that point, no one was doing it. I remember even at the time I was an RLT while I was playing around with this strategy, and people were telling me like, no, dude, you're not going to make money doing it. You're not going to make money doing it. And I completely understand why. You know, everyone was apprehensive about the idea of trading zero DT options. And obviously it's because of gamma. You know, gamma on the last day on the day of expiration is gigantic. And so playing around with it, I did find a set of parameters for my trade style that I, through a lot of data analysis, I was able to optimize every parameter. I tweaked every parameter until I optimized every one to give me the most, give me the highest probability of profit across the day. And so I do risk 3% every day, 3% of my account balance. I risk 3% every day to either, sometimes my reward is 1.5%. Right now it's 1% in this market climate. I had to pull it back to a 1% reward. So I do have a 3-to-1 risk reward ratio, but my, let me see what it is now for this year. I'm at 87% win rate.